It win your Peter Boom and no tona deck. LBS Radio. News bit. It's LBS News. Welcome to the English Newscast on 90.3. LBS Radio.
Good morning, listener. Welcome to LBS News with me, Onyum Charles Okau. First, the headlines. Lira City Council to install 2 CCTV cameras to track theft in office. Uganda given over 5.71 billion shillings to track unimmunized children. UN watchdog sounds alarm over suicides in Africa. Now, the news in details. Lira City East Division is planning to install 2 sets of CCTV cameras at the headquarters offices using the local revenue within a period of 3 months. The move is aimed at eliminating theft of office property. The 2 CCTV cameras shall cost 6 million shillings, which will be generated from service tax, trading licenses, building plan inspections, market dues, parking, produce exit, local hotel tax, among others. George Okello Ayo, the mayor, Lira City East Division, says that almost all the government offices in the country already have CCTV cameras, which minimizes a lot of unnecessary crimes within the offices, adding that they will also be helpful in monitoring all the activities which take place at the division headquarters.
We are minding about our security situation of the division on the ground that our offices for central division were broken into by some thieves, especially in office of the community development officer, where some files were picked, and that already indicated to us that there's need for us to be more alert with our security of our offices. That's why we've decided that we have to put in some CCTV cameras in our offices. You are aware that the city's division have 2 main offices.
Rajab Shabani Ogwang, the local council 1 of senior quarters B in Lira City East Division, says he has been receiving cases of theft, which he attributes to the homeless persons in the city. He says installing the CCTV camera technology will help in checking thefts.
Mana ke ti gini kamera ka bina konyo tuan pe mengo me gini ke remedi ko mano kan pe khwati bot otin korlo amo do pe da lo ne ote ulu gini otin korlo ne jwa don a wu wi ra chak ene kanu ker gi road block gi bapo wang yo timongo ma yu si chimwe yo ka kamera no ti a konyo wa tuale ye.
Saida Apo, a resident of Lira City East Division, says the CCTV camera will help identify the wrongdoers in the community around the headquarters.
Pitian kopi me konyo kopi komkuo ametia yele offices ameti City East Division Eka bera kamera no pero konyo na haeria ametia long City East Division headquarter. Pian ka kamera tika na me peber konyo.
The government of Japan has provided $1.5 million, about 5.71 billion shillings, to help Uganda track under-immunized and unimmunized children at community level. The contribution to the United Nations Children's Agency will be used to roll out digital health information systems that will help reach unimmunized and under-immunized children with the required vaccines. It will also reach those targeted for COVID-19 vaccination, assist health workers plan for vaccination supplies, and track COVID-19 vaccinations. The ambassador of Japan to Uganda, Fukuzawa Hidamoto, said the contribution to UNICEF will support the Ministry of Health to implement a digitized health information microplanning system. It will also address challenges experienced in delivery of immunization services and achieve universal health coverage, UHC. 10-year-old girls in school and community are required to receive the HPV vaccine, but not all have done so. A total 350 health workers and 60 Ministry of Health and regional referral hospital officials will directly benefit from this innovation. Miriam Adongo, the expanded program on immunization focal person at Ogur Health 4 in Lira District, was among. The Parliamentary Forum on Ethics and Integrity is calling for a full week training of members of Parliament on ethics and integrity. The call has been made by the chairperson of the forum, who is also a former Minister of Ethics, Jameson Sababuturo, while speaking about the upcoming conference on ethics and morality slated for 15th November this year. Buturo says that Parliament has started attracting people who behave like drunkards and are not supposed to be representatives of the people. He says most members of Parliament have no clue on how a legislature should behave. Buturo now wants the Speaker to organize a one-week training of members of Parliament on how they are supposed to behave, not only in Parliament but also outside. This comes after last week's incident where Aringa South MP Odria Alioni assaulted a police officer at Parliament during the election of members of Parliament in the East Africa Legislative Assembly. Buturo, who did not mince his words on the behavior of MPs, also attacked the voters who sent to Parliament people who lack character just because they have been provided with something. He also called for sensitization of voters, saying that if this is done, the quality of leaders in the country will continue on a downward trend. You are tuned in to the newscast on LBS Radio 90.3. You can also listen to us by visiting our website, www.lbs.co.ug, and click the play button. You can also download the Radio Garden app on Google and App Stores. In foreign news, Africa needs to combat a suicide rate that is the highest in the world, yet remains widely unrecognized and often stigmatized, the UN said on Thursday. 6 of the 10 countries with the greatest suicide rates in the world are in Africa, and the continent's per suicide rate is more than a fifth higher than in other regions, the World Health Organization said. WHO Africa branch declared around 10 people per 100,000 per year are dying by suicide in the African region, higher than the global average of 9 per 100,000 people for the world. Death by hanging or poisoning by pesticide head the list of methods. The agency launched an appeal for awareness of the program ahead of the World Mental Health Day on October 10th. Stigma is a key problem as a lack of funding, the WHO has said. Africa has on average only one counselor for every 500,000 inhabitants, a ratio 100 times lower than the WHO's recommendation. And the lack of counselors is especially serious in countries that have been in conflict. Uganda is on the list. Spending on mental health in Africa is under much less than just a quarter of UN recommendations. And recently, Uganda Parliament expressed concern over government neglect of the insane persons in local towns. On a lighter note, did you know that Uganda is among the top 10 Robusta coffee-growing countries in the world? And in 2019 was the 8th largest coffee producer. Maybe it's time you considered opening up a coffee bar and invite your friends for a cup of coffee. That was the English news on 90.3 LBS Radio. Next up is Lucky Dan with Kwo Mito Yale.
That was the English newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.